On Mondays, we talk about family living, and this is the Monday after Christmas. It's also the Monday before New Year's. So we have Yolanda Cavanis. She's a family and parenting journalist with us today, and you're here to talk about resolutions. But Yolanda, here's the thing. For the past few years, all I've been hearing about is how bad New Year's resolutions are, that we set ourselves up for failure, that the motivation isn't really there, that this false idea of the new year doesn't help us actually follow through.
I feel you. I think the problem has been traditionally we set our goals too high. They're too unrealistic. We want to make these life-altering changes in the first few months of the new year, and we set ourselves up for failure, really. So what I'm proposing is really just minor tweaks, just minor shifts to the left or to the right, because all those little changes will add up to a big change, and especially when it comes to your family. I mean, if you just do one small thing like maybe reduce the level of screaming in your household, there you've increased the peace by just one little small measure, you know? And that's one of my goals. I'm trying to make sure that I've got some space between the time something happens and the time that I react to it. Because, I mean, I've been reading, you've probably seen the articles too. Screaming, they say, is the new hitting. Everybody's going off.
Well, let's talk to one person who's making a resolution, also motivated by family. Andrea Price, good morning.
Good morning.
You have two kids.
That's right. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, a girl and a boy.
And you've decided you're going to become more organized this year.
Right. Let me just preface all this by saying that I prefer to use the term New Year's goals rather than resolutions, and I feel that they're made to be broken.
So you are literally setting yourself up for failure.
No, I'm not setting myself up for failure, but I'm allowing myself, you know, incremental success, and I will count that as success. I don't have to completely accomplish my goal, but if I'm working toward it and like she said, making some minor changes and tweaks, you know, I will see that as a modicum of success.
Andrea, are you one of those people that makes resolutions? Have you done so in the past?
I'm not a big resolution maker. I sort of try and look at it in terms of, you know, just changes that are going to enhance my life, because I do feel like if I set this huge, lofty resolution goal that I am setting myself up for failure. So I tend to, you know, just have smaller ideas in my head of what I want to accomplish in the next year.
Okay, so Yolanda, you think that Andrea's doing the right thing and she's probably going to see some success.
She said something that resonated with me, and that was, you know, she's going for incremental successes. And I think that's a big, important part of this whole process, because awareness really is part of the success process. When you're aware that there's a problem and you're consciously trying to address that issue, then you're moving in the right direction.
Now, one of the reasons, let's talk about motivation. Andrea, you decided to get more organized for the sake of your family.
That's correct.
And tell me what that will help you do.
I'm an OBGYN physician. I have a pretty busy medical practice. Well, I find myself at the end of the day kind of lingering around the office more than I have to, just trying to catch up on things, get things organized, blah, 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 blah. So my goal is to sort of be more effective and more on top of things in my work life, simply to free me up to have stress-free home life where I'm not worried about what's hanging over my head, and I'm 100% focused on my husband and my children and my family, and I'm enjoying that time rather than being worried about what's not done.
Okay, so Yolanda, your typical New Year's resolution, quitting smoking, losing 30 pounds, those are pretty much focused on improving yourself. Yeah. But she's talking about a goal which is focused on making the family stronger.
Right, and which will ultimately make her stronger and happier too, because she's a mom, so she is the cornerstone of her family. And that stress, I can feel that. That stress really translates. When you're at home, you're worried about what's going on at work. When you're at work, you're worried about what's going on at home. I would just take that one step further if I were you, Andrea, and you know, even if you don't achieve all you want to in getting organized at work, if you make little notes to yourself that these are the things you'll do when you get home. I mean, I've found it tremendously helpful to just take time with each of my kids. And, you know, with small ones, I know that's hard. But, you know, I've got three and I just am consciously aware of, okay, Chloe and I are going for a walk Saturday at 2. It's 15 minutes maybe. Or, you know, Trinity and I will do X. And those little things, even though I don't know if I'll ever get my work life completely organized. So if I wait for that, I will be a sad puppy. So I think I've got to kind of move forward.
We don't want Yolanda to be a sad puppy.
We don't want that.
Andrea, you know, sometimes these goals that involve family members are the hardest to do because you can't control what your family members are doing.
That's correct. You can't necessarily control what your family members are doing, and you can't control, you know, the little tiny things that come up. So the other New Year's resolution is to sometimes you just got to learn to let go a little bit. And, you know, I have to realize that sometimes by definition being more successful in my business means that it will take me away from my family. So I'm only aiming to be, but, you know, so successful in the larger sense, because I don't want it to get to the point where it's overwhelming what's going on in my household.
Okay, well, Andrea, good luck. We'll maybe check in with you in 6 months and see if you are more organized. Andrea Price, a mother of two kids, called us from Cincinnati, Ohio, and Yolanda Cavanis, friend of The Takeaway, parenting and family journalist. Thanks so much for you. Actually, Yolanda, I have a New Year's resolution myself, which we're going to be talking about more this year, and I plan to become, other than my house mortgage, debt-free this year.
Whoa.
Free and clear.
Whoa.
And we're going to be following that on The Takeaway and giving you advice and guidance on how you could do that as well if you're interested in that.
I want to do that.
Thanks so much to Yolanda Cavanis. We are getting more details this morning about the failed attempt to blow up the airplane over Detroit, Michigan. And we're asking you, do you feel safe when you step onto the tarmac? If you don't, is there something that could be done in terms of airport security that would make you feel safer? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. We're always on here at The Takeaway. You can take our podcast to go. Subscribe now at iTunes or go to our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.